As the Constitution requires you to do if you're a Supreme Court judge.
That's right. I'll just finish that little observation with the thought that I learned later that I was appealed more than any other judge of the Common Pleas Court during the 2 years that I was there. I wasn't reversed, but I was appealed. And I came to realize that the reason I was being appealed was because I gave so much explanation as to what I was doing and why, that I gave people a lot of things to shoot at, that the other older judges, more experienced judges, realized was not a good idea, and or at least that they didn't think so. And if you just said judgment for the plaintiff, it was sort of like an umpire in a game saying safe or out or whatever. You know. Anyway, or a jury verdict, which gives you nothing to quarrel with. But when the judge tells you why he felt this way and that way, you want to argue him out of his position. Anyway, moving along, Romney appointed me to the circuit court. I ran for that job. I served a couple of years on the circuit bench.
Did you find it a lot more challenging?
Yeah, I liked that work. Circuit court judge is, of course, the highest nisi prius court in the land. You get all kinds of cases at the factual level. I took some interest in administration when I was on the circuit court, and we went through a time when the Supreme Court ordered us to divide up our docket. The circuit court in Wayne County had a common docket where all the cases were simply assigned to the first judge who was available as they were ready for trial. And the big quarrel was, should we have the individual assignment system? Well, we didn't want it, but the Supreme Court wanted us to do it, and finally they ordered us to do it. And so I undertook, I did a couple things in connection with that. The first reaction that our judges had was, well, it's going to take 6 months to a year to take all the cases in the court and divide them up among the 20 judges. They had some idea that there was going to be some sort of bureaucrat who would examine each file and say, well, this one goes to Judge so-and-so, this one goes to Judge so-and-so. And finally, at one of the judges' meetings, I said, look, why don't we simply use the case numbers to divide the cases? It'll all come out in the wash statistically. We're all going to get 1,000 or 1,500 cases. So you'll get your fair share of divorce and your fair share of personal injury cases and so on. It might be off by one or two, but who cares? It'll all come out. Well, how can you do that? And I said, well, obviously, you've got 20 judges, and you've got only 10 digits, so you can't say everybody takes all the cases that end in one or two or three. But the code, very simply, is you take the last two digits, and if the case number ends in an even number and then a two, it goes to Judge so-and-so. If it's an even number and a three, it goes to Judge so-and-so. If it's an odd number and a two, then it's so-and-so. Very simple 20-digit system. And, oh, my, you'd have thought I had invented the IBM computer, you know. These people, what a wonderful idea. And so we published a notice in the Legal News that this was the scheme, and within a week we had divided the cases among all the judges. I took my 1,500 or so cases, and I told the clerk to go get them. I want to see the files. I want to see what 1,500 case docket looks like. And
you mean to bring the record into a certain room or something?
Yeah, bring them all up. And
of course, the record is much smaller, I guess.
It's like a file. It's, yeah. You know, 1,500 files is a pile of files. I don't think I had them all 1,500 at one time, but I had them come up by hundreds or 200s, sure. And I went through them. Well, I shortly discovered that the cases were in all states of preparation. Mm-hmm. there was a vast number of them where the file showed nothing except that the case had been started, and a year or more had gone by and nothing had happened at all. And there was nothing in the file to indicate what might be happening or have happened. So I decided upon a system, and I've always had a great interest in systems, and tend to think in terms of systems. And my system was that I wanted to get every case up for trial within a year of the day the case was started. And so I devised what I call the anniversary system. And the very anniversary system very simply said that every case on my docket would be set for trial 1 year from the date on which the case was started. And 2 years, and 3 years, and 4 years from the date on which the case was started. In other words, every year on the anniversary of the commencement of that lawsuit, the case would be set for trial if it hadn't yet been disposed of. Now, what did that mean? Well, it meant that every day of the year, with 1,500 cases, probably 200 or 220 working days of the year, I had probably 7 or 8. 200 times 10 would be 2,000, so it wasn't 10, but it was probably 7 cases set for trial.